very warm welcome and a good afternoon to the Eurovision Showcase here on 92.3 Forest FM, broadcasting right across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest. My name is Kieran Tussiott. I'm with you until 6 p.m. this evening, playing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest and biggest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest! Chrissy Tolia there for Albania 2009, and that's the song Carry Me in Your Dreams. Yes, it certainly is. So Albania 2009, what a show it was. Well, what a show it was on the stage, and what a catchy tune. Could you believe it? So in their semi-final, they came 7th with 73 points, but then it bombed in the final to 17th with 48 points. But it's not a kick in the teeth, you know. It's not last, and it's not nil point. So a nice, lovely little song from Albania. Yes. We're going to go over to another lovely little song from cute little Norway. Well, it's a huge country, really, in, you know, length, I suppose. Right, and we're going to go to Norway in 1987. And this wonderful song was quite underrated, I think. She had Kate Gudbrandsson. There we are. Kate Gudbrandsson. She had huge hair, so it was real 80s hair. She must have used, you know, the local super drug or Boots stock of hairspray, because it literally stood on end. It's incredible. And it's a performance that you must see and think, well, that's 80s. It just completely there. It is. The song's called Midlife, which means my life. So here we go. This is Kate Gudbrandsson with Midlife for Norway, 1987.
Hva har jeg å si? Kan jeg våge å gå frem? Tør jeg møte den? Har jeg nok å gi?
Yeah. cause this problem of all this. I may stutter when I speak, but you don't need to call me a freak. It's the trigonometry, inside we're the same.
Punk, No Prejudice. Well, that was a bit of a banger, wasn't it? Yeah. Iceland 2014, coming 15th. What a lovely tune. And a lot of fun as well. And a lot of meaningful lyrics, which obviously always help when trying to sing about a particular type of emotion. Yes. Now, 2016 was a bit of a funny year, wasn't it? And for all sorts, we sadly lost quite a few Eurovision stars. And now, last week's show, I wanted to give a bit of a cheery note towards 2017 and sort of have a bit of a boost of positivity. And this week, I want us to not forget the Eurovision stars that we sadly lost this year. And sadly, there were quite a few last year that we lost. And here on the Eurovision Showcase, this week, we're going to pay homage to those stars who paved the way to the great contest that we have today. And in a few weeks' time, we will be, well, a few months' time, the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest will begin. A big thank you to our friends at Eurovoir for putting this list together. The Eurovision stars we lost in 2016. 64 members of the Alexandrov Ensemble Choir who performed at the Interval Act of the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest. They performed alongside Tattoo in semi-final one with the song Not Going to Get Us. Cory Brokon, who represented the Netherlands and won the Eurovision in 1957, the second ever contest. Denis Karabic, who was a member of Regina, and Regina represented Bosnia-Herzegovina at the Eurovision Song Contest 2009 with the song Brista Vodi, coming to ninth place. Yanis Vasala. Mr. Vasala has been a part of the entertainment scene in Latvia since the 1990s, and in 2011 he worked for the Youth Association for the creation of a television station. He represented Latvia at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest as part of the group Pirates of the Sea. Juraj Karani, he was the founding member of Tublanti Ka, who represented Slovakia at the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest. He died at the age 54, and he gave Slovakia one of their greatest results at the Eurovision Song Contest. Kevin Finn, he was the lead singer of Prima Donna, representing the United Kingdom at the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Love Enough for Two, coming third in The Hague, getting to number 48 in the UK charts, and he's a local boy from Southampton. Lesi Matsaron represented Finland at the 1964 Eurovision Song Contest in Copenhagen, coming seventh. Lola Nakovic represented Yugoslavia at the 1962 Eurovision Song Contest, Also, Pavi Panayu, who represented Finland at the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest in Edinburgh that year, finishing 12th. Pierre Trichina, who commentated for France at the Eurovision Song Contest 14 times between 1958 and 1974. Riki Sora, who represented Finland at the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest with one of my favourite Finnish Eurovision songs ever, Reggae. Okay. Roger Cicero, represented Germany at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest with Frauen Riege dieser Welt. And it's a beautiful song, so you must check out Germany 2007. Svein Kelsberg, who represented Norway at the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest, passed away at the age of 69. He was in 16th place at the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest. Terry Wogan, obviously the late great Sir Terry Wogan, my idol for the United Kingdom, commentating on radio from 1971 to 1977, and commentating for the United Kingdom on the TV from 1980 to 2008. But sadly, last up is Esma, and Esma co-represented Macedonia at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest with Zlatko Lozinski, with the song Ple da se zrazini. My pronunciation's awful. I'm so sorry. But they came 16th with 28 points in the second semi-final. And we're going to hear that song now. Macedonia, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, 2013. We remember all of our Eurovision stars, and we pay our respects, and our thoughts and prayers go out to their family and friends at this time. So we're here in Macedonia now, 2013, from Malmö, Sweden.
Neko porano, dobri te vremenja i nema, o dobro i lošo, nije žive v me, preda se razdeni. Da sme zajedno ja si ti, preda se razdeni, do mene ostani, svega je vreme za ubavi denovi, do mene ostani. Ako se vratiš ti,
I'm Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart. Love, shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Like a mighty river flowing from the stream, let our love shine a light in every corner of our dream. And we're in every corner of our hearts. Love, shine a light in every corner of the world. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Every boy and girl, let our love shine a light in every corner of the world. And we're all gonna shine a light together. Oh, shine a light to light the way. Brothers and sisters, in every little part, let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart. And we're all gonna shine a light together. Oh, shine a light to light the way. Brothers and sisters, in every little part, let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart. Shine a light in every corner of our heart.
Oh, lovely Johanna there with Love Shine a Light. Her cover, Johanna, represented Iceland in 2009, coming second with Is It True? She performed the UK's Eurovision Song Contest winner from 1997. Righty-ho, it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. So, if you're a new listener to the show, welcome. But at this part of the show, what we do is my partner Rob will pick a country out of random, a year out of random, we glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Righty-ho. So, here we go. Rob's picked the United Kingdom ooh, and 1971. Right, the United Kingdom held a national selection to choose the song that would go to the Eurovision Song Contest 1971. And it was held on the 20th of February 1971, presented by Cliff Richard himself. Now, Clodagh Rodgers. Ooh, a singer and actress from Northern Ireland, best known for her hit singles including the 1969 hit Come Back and Shake Me, sang most of the 1971 UK Eurovision entry Jack in the Box. The performance in Dublin, Rodgers wore a pink frilly top with spangled hot pants. She finished in fourth place behind Monaco, Spain and Germany, and it was the first time since 1966 that the UK had not been placed either first or second. Now, BBC Radio 1 DJ Dave Lee Travis provided the BBC television commentary, whilst Terry Wogan began his long-running commitments with the Eurovision Song Contest, providing radio commentary for BBC One listeners. So, the UK national selection in 1971 picked Jack in the Box in first place. Two songs came second. The songs called Wind of Change and Someone to Love Me came second there. Righty-ho. We'll move swiftly on. The points, 8 points was the most points that the UK got that year. Where they gave 8 points to were awarded 8 points from Belgium, France, Malta, and Monaco. And funny enough, the 1971 Eurovision Song Contest was also the first time that Malta entered the contest. So, the United Kingdom, 1971, is coming up right now. It's from Northern Ireland's own Clodagh Rodgers. And this is Jack in the Box, UK, 1971.
You'll put me down, love, don't go away. Drop my feet back on the ground. Open your arms, let me stay. Hold me like you know you should. Don't leave me on the shelf. Like a dog you throw away. So sad and lonely all by myself. I'm just your jack in the box. You know whenever love knocks, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you start when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box, because for your love I'd do anything. Who just keeps my heart open? It's upside down. Look at the way that it swings. I can't help the way I feel. It's you and no one else. Close the tube but hold too soon. I'm just a doll put back on the shelf. I'm just your jack in the box. You know whenever love knocks, bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you start when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box, because for your love I'd do anything.
The amazing Clodagh Rodgers there with Jack of the Box for the United Kingdom in the 1971 Eurovision Song Contest. It is now 5:30. It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday, the 8th of January, 2017. On Friday, the Icelandic broadcaster RUV reported that over 10,000 people have signed a petition asking for Robbie Rotten to represent Iceland at the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest. The petition was started by Andrew McCartan, asks RUV to select Robbie Rotten from the children's television show Lazy Town. Robbie Rotten is played by Stefan Carlos Stefansson, who is an Icelandic television star and stage performer. Stay tuned for the latest news if this ever turns into anything. The German national final, called Unser Song 2017, has concluded its five finalists for the German national final. The singers are called Axel, Felicia, Helen, Isabella, and Willia. So if you'd like to find out more details about that, head over to escbuzz.com. Italian singer Arisa has revealed that she was approached to represent San Marino at the Eurovision Song Contest, having shown a strong interest in the contest. But she was asked to pay a total of 300,000 euros to represent the small nation in the contest. Interesting. The Netherlands participants for Eurovision 2017, Ogene, have stated that there are three songs in the running for their Eurovision 2017 entry. When we get more details about this, we'll let you know. And finally, Louis Walsh has stated in the Irish press that he wants Johnny Logan to write the Eurovision Song Contest Irish entry for 2017 for Brendan Murray. So as you can tell, it's all happening. It really is. So if you want to keep in contact with all of the various Eurovision news going on, head over to ESC Buzz. Stands for Eurovision Song Contest Buzz. So escbuzz.com. You will find all of the wonderful Eurovision news outlets out there, like Eurovoir, ESC Extra, WeeWee Blogs, and many others. They compact all of their headlines into this wonderful website, escbuzz.com. You'll get it all there. But stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase. We've got some fantastic tunes. We've got Live and Kicking. And also we've got a fantastic song from Sara Nilsson coming up here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And with me, Kieran Tussiet.
We've counted and verified the results. I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
The National Selection Show Eurovision You Decide is back again on Friday the 27th of January. Superfan Mel Gedroych will be presenting live from London's world-famous Hammersmith Apollo. A nail-biting night of performances. Six songs battling out for the chance to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev next year, Ukraine. And as if that wasn't enough, I can now announce the first musical guest. It's 2009 Eurovision winner, Alexander Rybak. And to top it off, you can be there in person to share in this evening. Tickets are available to buy now. Go to bbc.co.uk/Eurovision for all the details. Eurovision, you decide. On the 27th of January 2017, live from Hammersmith Apollo. If you want to buy tickets, it's bbc.co.uk/Eurovision.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
And they don't need to know. Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest? There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici, à la recherche d'un.
Hello, this is Dean,
Anna, Dalal,
and we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM,
and this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Ljubav se zaklinje, ljubav je začarani krug, svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
I can wait here silent, working up a storm inside my head. Nothing, I just stood for nothing, so I fell for everything you said. Hear the rumble, hear my voice. Silent, I can wait here silent, gotta make a change and make some noise. Undo my sight, undo what hurts so bad, undo my pain, gonna get up through the rain. I know that I am over you, at last I know what I should do.
Of Sanna Nilsson from Sweden, 2014 there, coming third, and quite rightly so. Wonderful. Honestly, the goosebumps that evening, being there in Copenhagen, oh, it was incredible. Not only that, with Conchita winning, of course. Great. And then the Netherlands coming second, with Come After Storm, with the Common Linnets. That was a great contest. And everybody was having fun. Obviously, the little bit of negative for Aram MP3, but then that's what happens when you don't sort of embrace diversity. But we're not going to go controversial here now. Don't worry. Okay. Right. Now, we're going to come back. No, that's not a hint. Don't worry. We're going to now go to this wonderful segment, which I love every single week. And you're going to love this too. Now, this week, we are heading over to the Eurovision Song Contest 1998. And the Eurovision Song Contest 1998 was hosted in the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham, here in the United Kingdom. Now, this was an interesting contest. It was from the 43rd annual contest. And the song we're going to hear was the first one of the night. Now, remember, Terry Wogan and Eureka Johnson hosted the show, as I mentioned. And the Terry Wogan had to run straight back to his commentary booth. So, as we're going to play the first song of the night, you can tell he's a little bit out of breath, and that's why. So, the late greats of Terry Wogan commentating here. But it is Croatia, 1998, coming fifth with 131 points. The amazing Daniela with the song Nekami Nesvane, which means May the Dawn Never Come. So, this week's Live and Kicking is Croatia 1998.
Well, I'm back in my box, and here's the first song. Mother told me that the evening's like this. Now, these films, these little treasures, before you hear the songs, present some of the more cliched images of UK life and translate them into more contemporary equivalents. They're made by Guy Freeman, they're lovely. Football, then and now. And the first song comes from Croatia, written by Peter Grash, and it's sung by Daniela, who I think her pert loveliness may well surprise you. Called May the Sun Never Rise, which may not be the most optimistic theme. There's the flag of Croatia. Good opener, this strong orchestral sound. BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Stefan Kalajera. Daniela, first song from Croatia.
Još jednom mjesec došao, tiho ko neki dragi gost, da mi do jutra bude most, jer tuga vodi me, grozbodi me, i krade san, dok novi ne stane mi dan. Nek me nema, nek me ne bude, neka me bez tebe ne probude. Jedan dan je prošao, još jednom mjesec došao, tiho ko neki dragi gost.
svane mi dane.
Oh, God rest you, Terry Wogan. Ah, the amazing Daniela with Nekami Nesvane for Croatia 1998. Well, for the first time ever on the Eurovision Showcase, we're going to be doing two live and kickings. I've said sod it to myself. I've been listening to this song particularly repetitively over the last week, and I cannot stop singing it. I've got to share it with you. This live rendition is so much fun. Now, God knows why, but in the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest, this came second last, 19th place with only 7 points. And I think it's one of Israel's greatest entries. I love it. It's from Monty Galadi and Sari Tzariel with Yavo Yom, which Yavo Yom is translated into English as A Day Will Come. So, another live and kicking from the 1986, my year of birth, Eurovision Song Contest from Bergen, Norway. Here is Israel, 1986.
לחיות עם ההרגשה שהוא יבוא מתוך האמונה שיתגשם מתוך האהבה שאין לה שם
אני רוצה לחיות עם ההרגשה שהוא יבוא מתוך האמונה שיתגשם מתוך האהבה שאין לה שם
כולם רוצים לחיות עם ההרגשה שהוא יבוא מתוך התפילה שיש לה שם שיש לה שם יבוא יום, יבוא אלינו יבוא יום, כל ילדינו יבוא יום, ישירו שיר לעולם שיבוא יבוא יום, יבוא אלינו יבוא יום, כל ילדינו
הרגשה שהוא יבוא מתוך האמונה אשר בלב מתוך תפילה קטנה שיתחשב
אני רוצה לחיות עם ההרגשה שהוא יבוא עם כל האמונה אשר בלב מתוך תפילה קטנה שיתחשב
כולם רוצים לחיות עם ההרגשה שהוא יבוא מתוך חזון הכבש האוהב את הצעיר יבוא יום, יבוא אלינו יבוא יום, כל ילדינו יבוא יום, ישירו שיר לעולם שיבוא יבוא יום, יבוא אלינו יבוא
That's so frantic. It is so much fun. I do love it. Monty and Sari with Yava Yom. A Day Will Come for Israel, 1986. What a tune. Gotta love it. Oh, it's little things in life, really. Magnus Carlsson, Live Forever, and he's coming live to the Royal Vauxhall Tavern in London South Bank, performing live this coming Friday, Friday the 13th of January. I shall be there, so if you are going to be there, make sure you get in contact. We'd love to meet up and have a drink together and have a good old Eurovision chin wag. I shall be there. So, right, it's now time for a play off. Final song of the night, and it is from Alcazar. And remember, Magnus Carlsson was part of Alcazar until 2005, and they did a bit of a mutual split. Fair enough, from what I can remember. And to be honest with you, I'm not really interested in the old politics of it. I'm interested in the music, and that's what we're here for, right? So they did a very respectable placing in Melodifestivalen, Ireland, the Swedish National Final in 2005. This got to number one in the Swedish charts. It's incredible. Yes, it's Alcazar with Alcastar. Enjoy.
Where the VIP, everything's for free. It's a life filled with love and emotion. This is Wonderland, try to understand. To get in, it takes more than devotion.
never complete transformation. In the loop of fame, nothing stays the same.
Come with us
and you're in for sensation.
Well, guys and gals, it's time for us to saddle up and rock on. And I hope you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM for another rendition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, make sure you get in contact with us. You can get a dedication or request in, tweet us at ESC Showcase, or send us a message. And like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. If you missed any of our previous shows, go to your podcast app on your smartphone or iPad, tablet. Just search for The Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. Or even Google it. Guys, take care. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. And have a nice day.